Hello and welcome back to the Vox Pop, WMC's live afternoon call-in talk show. I'm Alan Chartok. And you know what? There's nothing that gets people more excited than the weather. I'm sitting here before these microphones trying to think of whether or not to dare go out in what looks terrible outside our window here. I mean, yesterday it was nothing. Now, here at 318 Central Avenue, there's a lot of snow out there and it looks like it's coming down in buckets. But I want to go home. The NPR, of course, just got it wrong. They said the travel ban continues in Massachusetts, but it doesn't, only in some counties on the sort of East Coast. So the ones in around here, Franklin and Hampshire, and I believe the Berkshires, I know the Berkshires have been excused, so we can drive if we want to. So what I want you to do is get on the phone and tell me a story. Tell me a story about something that has happened to you. Did you get cabin fever? Did you go out and did you see a great tree limb fall from a tree onto the ground? Did you see, did your generator go on? Did you lose power? Right now, it's just me. And the number is 1-800-348-2551. Dan Goldstein's going to answer your calls. He's a good guy. Zach Malloy is going to keep us on the air. There's call number one. And where is call number two? I have one. Do I have two? Do I have one? Do I see two? I see two. Do I three? See three? No, I see one. Do I see two? 1-800-348-2551. Tales of the snow. What do you make of it? This was, what do you make of the way the weather forecasters did it? Are we still in a place of inexactitude? I got two. Do I have three? I have three. Do I have four? 1-800-348-2551. And now all five phones are ringing, and I'm going to get to you. So just feel good. But I can't go until Dan puts the first one up on the thingy there. Okay, so let's go to Paul in North Adams. All right. Paul in North Adams, tell us your story.
How you doing, Alan? I hear that you can't get home.
No, I can get home at risk of life and limb.
Well, I called because I used to live out in Wyoming.
Right.
I moved there from Massachusetts, and out there, when they say the roads are closed.
Yeah, yeah.
They're not kidding. They have gates on the interstate.
Wow.
I don't know if you've ever seen that, but even REO Speedwagon, if you remember them, wrote a song called Running the Storm Out. They were stuck in Wyoming.
They came after the Weavers, didn't they? So I didn't hear them.
Well, that was a long time ago. I moved out there in 79.
Yep.
But they have these huge, double-wide two-lane gates. And when they say the roads are closed, they literally close the roads.
Yeah.
And if you go out there, they'll throw you in jail.
Well, here, Massachusetts, for example, was going to fine us $500. So I could have gotten right out there to the where the Sunoco is on the I-90, and then I would have had to go into Massachusetts. And I can just imagine the gendarmes standing there, rifles in hand, ready to give me a $500 fine for driving on the
roads. I don't think they would have stood their rifles in hand. You have to go out to Wyoming for that.
Gotcha, gotcha. Hey, Paul, great call. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it a lot.
Okay, yeah. Be good, be safe.
You too. Okay, we'll go to John in Schenectady. John in Schenectady, you're on.
Hey, Alan, how you doing?
Well, you know, as you're here, there's a great conundrum here. Whether to risk driving home to the Berkshires.
I know.
Yeah.
This is the storm that was, that wasn't, that was again.
I love that. That is so true. Was, wasn't, and is again.
Yeah, that's pretty much my only call on it right now. I just woke up this morning to a lot of disappointment that, I felt like we'd been let out by the hype yet again.
Right, and that we hadn't set a record. Because, I mean, if it's going to snow, yeah, okay, good. It snows, yes, it's a pain in the, you know what. But, if it's going to snow and you get a record, well, then that's something you can feel good about, except for the poor people who really will resent every word I'm saying right now, if you're following me.
Well, and that's a big thing about this storm as well, Alan, is that there's a lot of people that did get hit heavy and went to bed last night with lots of snow, woke up with even more snow.
Yeah.
So right. It's just hard to call.
Yeah, no, it is, John, and I thank you for your call. And I would say that one more time.
It's the storm that wasn't, that is again.
I love that. Thanks, John. Appreciate it.
Have a great day.
Yeah, you too. Okay, let's go to Catherine in Salisbury. Okay, Catherine, how you doing?
I'm doing very well, Alan. How are you doing?
Well, you know.
Yeah, I know. It's been a long trip for you, but I appreciate it. It's wonderful to have you there and to keep us in touch. So,
well, I couldn't go home last night.
Thank you for being there.
Thank you, Catherine. But I couldn't go home.
I feel that we are so lucky to have another time to remember all the people who are out there on the roads, emergency people, all the wonderful leadership that I think we witnessed, watching everyone taking care of us. And I'm in Salisbury. We've got about, well, we just had more, so we probably had 8-9 inches total. It's beautiful. I'm home. I'm looking around. I have many older neighbors. I'm checking in on them.
Great.
I roasted a chicken. Now I have chicken soup going. I'm making bread for them, and I've got some cookies. I wish you were closer. I'd share.
Well, listen, anytime you want, invite Roselle and I. We like roasted chicken.
Well, all right, that's a deal. I was in Great Barrington the other day, and I was looking for you at Guido's, but I think you were on the air.
Well, I have been spending a lot of time over there.
Yeah, well, I do, but too. Maybe I'll bump into you there.
But that's another story. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
All right, thank you for being there. Keep up the good work.
Great. Let's go to Cliff in Kingston.
Hey, how you doing, Alan?
Hey, yo, Cliff.
Last night when it started snowing, it was coming down kind of wet.
Right.
And it seems to have dehydrated since then, because I got up this morning and there's very small flakes being blown by the wind.
Mm.
And it's almost like we got the same amount of snow this time that we got last time, which is about maybe about an inch. And I can barely see across the Rondell Creek from where I live.
Wow.
At the old Port Ewan Bridge.
Wow. Wow. But that's interesting.
It's still coming down.
You know, as our first caller says, it was. It wasn't, and now it is again.
You know, it lit up when I took my dog for a walk last night, but now it's back to coming down again.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, Cliff, good call. Thank you very much. And I'm very interested in your concept of dehydrated, because I never really thought of snow as being...
No, it's gone from wet snow to dry snow.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. And
talk
I think...
later.
Goodbye. 1-800-348-2551. We'll go to Mark in Colony. All right, Mark, you're on.
Hi, Alan. Actually, I'm driving through Colony. I was pretty much all over the world today. I was in Schenectady. I was in Freeville. I was in Rensselaer. And going this morning, everything was fine. On the way back is when there must be a layer of ice underneath.
There is. You're right.
Probably around 2 to 3 inches as I'm driving, and it's I have snow tires on my car, but it's still rather slick.
And are you speaking through a through the steering wheel, the hands free, or are you?
I have hands free.
Oh, good. As Jack Benny would say, good. So
yeah, so it's it's a little bit hairy out there. People should really take caution, and they're saying 2 to 4, but who knows? I mean, it's been crazy. The weather reports really didn't predict Long Island, the governor said, but over-predicted the rest of the state. So you never know.
Right. What do you think about the way the governor did it? I got to get off, but what do you think of the way the governor did it? You think the hype is too much?
No. And the governor answered that this morning. He was asked. And he said, and use the term, if I would have under-predicted and we had something bad happen, I would have been blamed for it.
Yeah, that's true.
Rather err on the side of caution.
Yeah, damned if you do, damned if you don't. Hey, Mark, got to get off. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Okay, we'll take a short break. We'll be right back.
So support comes from Vision Excel Eye Care, Lake Katrine, New York, providing eye exams, eye care, dry eye therapy, and more. Wear Eyewear is an art, Facebook, or visionexceleyecare.com. The Whistling Kettle, tea shops and cafes in Boston Spa in downtown Troy, New York, featuring private room in the Troy Cafe for bridal showers, parties, and special events. TheWhistlingKettle.com. Lori Stilwell, CPA PC, providing tax and accounting services for businesses and their owners in Saratoga Springs and beyond. StilwellCPA.com. And Habitat Post and Beam, South Deerfield, Massachusetts, designing and manufacturing energy-efficient post and beam homes and additions throughout the Northeast since 1972. PostandBeam.com.
Hi, this is Alan, back with you. I want to hear your stories. That's what it really interests me, your stories about the way things are. We heard from a lady who's making a chicken. Boy, that's got my mouth sort of watering now. Thinking about that roast chicken. Okay, let's go to Larry in Glenmont. All right, Larry, before we go, I just want to remind everybody they can email us at voxpop@wamc.org. Go ahead, Larry.
Hi, Alan. I'm on my way home heading down 9W just outside of Albany here, and I got to agree with Mark. It's really slick. If you're not paying attention, you could get a real surprise.
Yeah.
The snow is covering the roads, and boy, I just stopped to get some de-icer fluid. That's not a good thing to run out of right now.
No. Coming down. No. And you remember, and you're on 9W?
Yeah, I'm sitting at a gas station at the moment while I'm talking to you.
Yeah, well, you know that's the end of a question. You know the most famous question?
Which one?
It says, "Mr. Wagner, do you spell your name with a V?"
Nine W.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
It. Okay.
Yeah, I heard that one. It's an old musician joke.
I think we've all heard it too many times. Okay. Anything else, Larry?
No, that's pretty much it.
Okay.
Just tell people, take it easy.
Yeah.
Be careful. If you can leave early, get home ahead of the rush. That would be a real good idea today because it doesn't look like it's slowing down at all.
No,
so.
It looks terrible. It really does. Okay. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
All right. Yeah. Take it easy.
Let's go to Dave in Johnstown. Dave in Johnstown, you're on.
I'm sorry. We want your story, Alan. How much driving do you do a week?
A lot. 50,
I thought so.
50 miles to, 50 miles back.
Are you kidding? Don't you have a driver? You know, you're very beloved.
Yeah, I got a driver.
I'm serious.
No, I have no driver. And by the way, I leave the house at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, my God.
So, you know, I'm always here by 4:30, always. So,
are you really?
Yeah. So, you know, I don't have a driver. You know, one of the things on the income tax form when you run a not-for-profit is they always say on your reporting form, do you have a driver?
Yeah.
Do you have a chauffeur? The answer is not supposed to be yes.
It's supposed to be, isn't it?
No, it's not supposed to be.
Oh.
No. But,
okay.
But you know, quite the contrary. Okay, so Dave, that's my story. You know, I'm here. I'm a prisoner. The governor wanted to fine everybody $500. NPR.
That's insane. Okay, yeah. That's your new governor, right?
That's the new Republican governor.
What
of
do you?
Massachusetts.
Where did this guy come from?
He came from, around there somewhere.
He sounds sluggish to me.
Actually, I interviewed him when he was running for office. I sort of liked him. But the last time he ran, he sort of ran as a conservative. This time he ran as a moderate.
Yeah, really?
It's amazing how you can just change the tune, you know what I mean?
Okay, would you? I wish you'd get a driver.
I can't. Thanks, Dave.
Thank you very much.
Yep, okay. Let's go to Ron in Hyde Park. Ron, you're on.
Yeah, Alan, I can't really testify to this because I'm here in Dutchess County and it was pretty bad last night, but right. I really think I saw Obama tell the truth.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm not sure because, you know, visibility wasn't really that good, but I really think I did.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, Ron, I got it. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
All right, bye.
All right. 1-800-348-2551. 1-800-348-2551. There are two free phones right now, so you'll get in, and we're moving right along. So everybody gets a chance. You know that. So we'll go to Bain in Beacon. Okay, Bain, you're on.
Hi. It's Bain, like a weather vane.
Oh, because I'm sorry. We had a little translation problem here, but not to worry about it. My apologies.
Z.
So what do you got?
9Z. Last night I went to sleep with the television on, unfortunately, and when I woke up around 5 o'clock, all of the news programs were on.
Right.
All they were doing was reporting on the weather.
Yeah, they had guys in their CNN jackets out there.
Exactly. And there was no snow and no traffic. There was nothing.
And they were still making it up. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my goodness. We've got, it was just an amazing sight because all the major channels had just the news guys standing in the cold, shivering with nothing to report, except that it hadn't happened.
Well, when they're standing out there in the cold, they got a truck there with them. They just go into the truck.
Oh, sure.
And then they come out, and it's not quite as bad as you might
think.
But
I was just thinking, it's a jobs thing. Now you got all those people out there, you got to keep them busy.
Well, no, I don't think that's it. I think they know what people really want to hear about. And, you could talk about Sheldon Silver till the cows come home, and some people would say, oh, yeah, that's bad. But when it comes to the weather, oh, boy, that's it. That's why every one of these television stations, no matter how small, has to have some kind of meteorologist or a couple of them, because they know that's what people really care about. They care about whether it's snowing. Now, in some cases, you could just look out the window. And in fact, my solution for all weather people is that before they give any broadcast, they should look out the window.
Or broadcast from the top of the Empire State Building.
Or look out the window, say.
Right.
So but that way they know. But anyway, Vane. It's V-A-N-E?
Yes, it is.
Okay, not the other way. Not V-A-I-N.
9-V.
Thank you. That's great. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. Let's go to Heather in Salisbury. Heather.
Hi, Alan.
Wait a second. Are you making a chicken?
No, I did it on Sunday.
Okay. Go ahead.
She probably got it from the same place as me. I understand that all the roads in western Massachusetts are open with the exception of I-90. That was the latest I heard. Anyway, this is my 82nd birthday.
Well, first of all, congratulations. That's
thank
wonderful.
You. And I just took a long walk on my snowshoes along the Housatonic River Road. Then I came back, and I've almost finished shoveling my driveway.
Wow.
So I'll remember this birthday.
That's right. But it's also important that people who have never shoveled or who are not in the best of shape should be careful.
Well, I shovel most years because my driveway is too small for a plow.
Yeah.
And, there's a lot of people on my hill who are less healthier than I am. I'm very lucky.
No, I wasn't. So. I was just taking the opportunity to warn people
because
some people have heart attacks when they're doing that.
Absolutely.
We don't want that to happen to anybody. Yeah. But in any case, 82 years young. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
And wonderful. You sound like a great lady. Thanks so much for calling.
Okay, Alan. Thanks.
Yeah, bye.
1-800-348-2551.
Prisha of Leverett, Massachusetts. Okay, is it Prisha?
No.
Oh.
No, it's Portia.
Portia.
Yes.
Well, okay, that's all right. I'm taking the full responsibility.
No, that's okay, too, except that's the first time I've ever heard that mispronunciation of my name.
Well, I'm going to take a picture of it and send it to you in the email, but
okay.
That's what it says.
Well, the person I talked to didn't get my name, and I said, didn't you read The Merchant of Venice? Anyway, the reason I'm calling is that I love that you are asking for snow stories, and I do have a little one, and I don't think it's as funny as I'd like it to be, but I'm going to tell it anyway just because I want to be part of your snow story
hour. No, that's good. That's good.
So, because I'm one of those people call me up and say, Portia, have you had enough snow yet? Nope, I haven't. I want it to come up to the second floor of my window. So I am really out of control, but this is what happened to me. This is my little story. So yesterday, one of my kids who lives in New York calls me up and she says, hey, we're getting a big storm, Mom. You should be excited. And I said, I am, and I'm already ready to shovel. And she says, what? And to make a long story short, she and other members of my family get all involved about whether I, who am 72, I love the 82-year-old one who was just on the phone.
Right.
I, at 72, have been shoveling ever since, can't remember, and I love to shovel snow. I think it's fun. So,
and you got to get it fast before it turns hard.
That's right. So it's nice, fluffy snow, and I'm not a fool. If it's really too heavy, I'm not going to. And I'm a farmer, so I'm pretty strong. I carry things around a lot myself, so I don't have to worry as much as some people about being sedentary. And then, sure. But anyway, so I spent all last night, being hearing from my family members about whether the pros and cons of having the mom shovel the snow. And so I went to bed, and I woke up, and sure enough, there's so much snow. So I go downstairs with my very eager dogs who want to get out. One is so small, he disappears in the snow when Whoa. He jumps in. And I go to, and as I'm walking out the door, the phone rings. And I say, who could be this? And it's a person from the Life, do you know the Lifeline people?
No.
It's a mobile health unit. And they were calling me up, and they said, is this Portia Weiskill? And I said, yes. And they said, we would like to talk to you about your heart attack risk. And it's because, I said, where are you anyway? I said, I'm in a blizzard with a shovel, and I'm going to go out and shovel. And they said, oh, we're so sorry. I said, where are you? And she said, we're in Ohio. So anyway, I just thought I was being haunted
But who dropped the dime on you? In other words, who had them call you?
No. It's just totally, I know, that's a good question, but it's not. It's just that this is a mobile unit that it actually provides a very useful service for not very much money. You can have all these ultrasounds of various kind of, your veins or whatever it is.
Are you a part of that?
No, every once in a while I've taken advantage of it, and they've never found anything wrong with me, so I don't know why they were calling me, but they did, and they did it today, and I felt, whoa, okay, I better be extra careful.
I think it was your daughter doing it. That's what I think.
I hope not. Thank you for letting us tell our stories.
Portia, it's great to hear from you.
Thank you. Bye.
1-800-348-2551. And now we'll go to Sarah in New Paltz. Okay, Sarah in New Paltz, you're on.
Hi, Alan.
Hey.
So we hardly have any snow here. I canceled out my day yesterday and today.
Ooh.
No work, which has been nice. And I used a push broom to clean my path.
Yeah.
And then I put on my snowshoes and went outside and walked in the woods behind my house.
Yeah.
And it's really pretty, but there's no snow. I sort of felt crazy canceling out 2 days. But
wow. Do you teach at the college?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay.
No, I don't.
Yeah.
I'm a therapist.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
And do people get a little bit uptight when the snow is around, or do they get less uptight?
I don't know. Most people don't, unless they're worried about storms and trees falling on their houses.
Oh, there is that.
Yeah. There is that.
There is that.
I did get a generator, so I thought maybe last night would be the time, but it didn't happen.
Well, see, the reason it didn't...
I gather you got a generator.
I got a full
right?
house generator. It almost cost me my marriage. And I have to tell you, I don't care. I mean, I love my wife, but I was going to get that generator because I knew the minute I got it, we'd never have it on.
Well,
that's
the way right,
it works.
But, it's going to happen. Sometime your generator will be needed, and you will have it, and then you won't be freezing because you never know.
Every Tuesday at 1 o'clock goes on. Okay, thank you, Sarah.
Okay,
appreciate
bye.
It. Yeah.
Stay warm.
Yeah, you too. 1-800-348-2551, 1-800-348-2551. Let's go to Lynn for a snow story. Lynn, you're on.
Oh, I hear so. I'm not very good at telling stories. But, yes, thanks, Alan. Of course, all day long we were listening to the weather forecast, all of us, you and me and everybody else, and they claimed out here it's going to be 12 to 18 inches, wow. And I'm such a child inside, I just would love to see it. But I sleep in this sort of, first of all, I went over to my neighbor's house, and we conversed about how many 5-gallon jugs we should have on hand.
Right.
And that went okay, and then I sleep in this little greenhouse type thing outside all winter long.
Wow.
And I see the snow on the railing. I woke up at 3 o'clock in the morning and I saw dusting to an inch. And I thought, it must be coming later. And although they said 12, between 12 and 4. Anyway, so the thing is, I woke up at 5:30 or whatever I usually make up it, and there was still about a dusting to an inch. And I think sometimes the weather forecasters should eat crow.
But they always have an answer. The one I was watching on NBC this morning was the best of all. Okay, so they said, the reason it didn't happen the way we thought it was going to happen in New York City is because the storm moved 50 miles out into the ocean that we didn't expect. But, he said, we could have been right. We could have been right.
Not too bad. It's not too bad, actually. They just totally ignored it out here. It very briefly shifted, and then they stand in front of the map where we live and point to Boston.
well, yeah. Hey, Lynn, anything else?
Yeah, actually, well, it's not about the snow. Do you mind? I feed. It's interesting. I think people would like it.
Okay, good.
I feed a lot of birds here. And as I was getting ready a couple days ago, I looked out on my yard, which is not really that deep in the woods, and a bobcat was walking through.
Yeah.
And it walked about 50 feet away and sat down and looked around, and it wasn't afraid of me.
Right.
And it just walked off. It was amazing. And I've seen tracks from it. It seems to be crossing through.
That is amazing. Remember who the natural enemy of the bobcat was?
No.
Uncle Wiggily.
What?
Uncle Wiggily. You never read Uncle Wiggily books?
No.
Yeah, well, you had to be around earlier. But that's right.
Maybe not. I'm 60.
Well, you know, I got a few on you. Thank you, Lynn. Appreciate it.
Okay, thanks, Alan. Bye.
All right. Let's go to Joan in Akard, where everybody drives a foreign car and plays a musical instrument. Go.
Hello?
Hello, Joan.
Yes, it's a little off topic, but I just think wouldn't be right if we didn't mention the fact that a year ago today, Pete Seeger left us physically.
I think
he's with us in spirit. He wouldn't complain. He's up there chopping wood and shoveling snow, not missing a step.
And he had a great song about snow. He had a great song.
May he always inspire us. It just didn't seem right not to mention with your space and that fact that it's a year already.
Yeah. Joan, thank you so much for your remembrance. It's very important to us. Thanks again. Appreciate it. Okay, let's go to Charles in Hopewell Junction. Charles, you're on.
Hi, thank you. During the snowstorm and its aftermath, I really enjoy watching the birds at the bird feeder, which are right outside my window. I have a lot of cardinals, and which look great against the snow. A lot of smaller birds. I have a red-breasted woodpecker at the feeder right now. But I was curious, maybe another listener would have a comment. We usually have downy woodpeckers, which are smaller, and they have been not around this year at all. And I wondered if one of your listeners might be able to comment about that,
I don't know.
Where they've gone.
I don't know. I'm thinking maybe they went downy south.
Yeah, okay. Very.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you
thank
very
you,
much.
Charles. Appreciate
bye-bye.
It. 1-800-348-2551. 1-800-348-2551. One to a customer. Let's go to Jeff in Gardner. Jeff, you haven't been on yet, have you?
Good afternoon. Not today.
Okay, go ahead. Yep.
Yeah, I just, I live out in Ulster County, so I got 5 or 6% of the snow that was predicted. But I just wanted to comment that I think the major weakness of the models must be that they don't predict the rate that the storm is going to depart out towards the east. Because sometimes a storm will just take off out to the east, and sometimes it'll stall and stay an extra day and dump an extra 24 inches on top of what they were thinking. So they're always wondering if it's going to be that, if it's going to stall out and be the extra.
Well, sure, but that's why they get the big bucks, Jeff. I was talking to a guy at a cocktail party a couple of years back, and his daughter was on a fairly obscure channel. And he told me, very proudly, that she made $300,000 a year. Well,
God bless her.
Well, sure, that's right. On the other hand, for $300,000 a year, you probably should get it right.
Well, you know, I just wanted to say that I didn't get to hear your story during the Midday Magazine because just when it got to the part where it was going to get insulting about the weather forecast, the radio was taken over and interrupted by the overplay about the warning, a meaningless warning for Litchfield County.
Yeah.
Now they always used to do that with the monthly test of our emergency broadcasting system.
I'm not a big fan of it, but, you know, you got to do what they tell you.
Yeah.
So, okay, thank you very much, Jeff.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yep. All right, let's go to Dick in Colony. Dick, you're on.
Hi, Alan. How are you today?
Well, yeah. Okay, go ahead.
I used to see you, my wife and I used to see you at Basso's and at Ichiban.
That's right. And I'm still, every day at lunch, anybody wants to say hello, there I am at the Ichiban in the back table.
And my wife is living in Cabo San Lucas, Mexico.
Wow, that's nice. That's nice service.
She's living there for health reasons. But on September 14th, she sat through a Category 4 hurricane by herself in our house. Windows, doors blown out of the place. She thought the second floor was gone after sitting on our washer and dryer for 15 hours. So when we get weather like this, I'm not allowed to complain to her about it at all. And I don't talk about wind. And in the Northeast, we get some snow, but this is, we actually don't have it too bad up here.
Not today. I mean, there's a lot of snow out there. You look out our window here, it's kind of messy out there. But you're right. You know, we know what we're doing when we live here. We know what what's up. What to expect.
Yeah, we had that one 2 week period when what was the name of the storm that came through? Irene. We had Irene.
Yeah.
And the tropical storm. We had an earthquake. We had a tornado within about 30 days.
And we had Sandy. Hey, I'm so sorry, Dick, to cut you off, but I got to take a break. The board op, Zach, has given me a real dirty look. Thanks very much. Appreciate it.
Bye.
Okay, we're going to be right back. So if your name is, you know, like Mark or Jim or Ann or Chris, stay right there.
Support comes from Ye Olde Warwick Bookshop, Warwick, New York, a Hudson River Valley bookseller specializing in new and vintage books, plus collectibles and curiosities. Open 7 days a week. yeoldwarwickbookshop.com. H. Houst & Son True Value Hardware and Just Ask Rentals, Woodstock, New York, specializing in energy-saving ideas for home winterizing since 1932. Behind every project is a true value. hhoust.com. Lori Ilvesacker, Coldwell Banker, Village Green Realty, Woodstock, a professional realtor with 30 years of experience, specializing in the greater Woodstock area home market and in finding acreage for building new. 845-901-6129. And HMT at the Spa Little Theater, presenting The Complete History of America Abridged. Weekends February 13th through March 1st at the Spa Little Theater, Saratoga Spa State Park, homemadetheater.org.
Well, that's great. We're back. The phones are ringing. I'm happy. Here's very quickly two that just came in over the internet at WMC.org. Hello, Alan. I have a question for you and a story. What do you think about the advantage of delivery services during bad weather? My simple story is that my neighbor, who is my friend, thought it was a good idea to stay inside and send out for pizza delivery last night. I thought this was terrible. What do you think about making delivery people come out in a snowstorm? Thanks for your opinion. Well, you know, that's if they didn't do it, they wouldn't have a job. And I suppose that's right, but it is dangerous. And I certainly think you're a good person for caring about them, Mark. But thanks for that. Okay. Jay says, okay, and you think you had it bad? We in Central Florida, he's in Central Florida, having a lake wind advisory till 6 p.m. tonight. I don't know what a lake wind advisory is, but the TV weather babe is talking about temps in the upper 60s, mostly sunny skies and wind gusts to 25 miles an hour. Tampa Bay PD has banned windsurfing on the bay all day Tuesday. The mayor recommended the surfside bars keep their windward awnings and shutters down and closed. Oh, it is a tragedy. It's a sign of the apocalypse. The end is near. Secondly, Alan, which is the best, making my first pledge for 2015 through the lockbox or wait until Monday when the WMC community fundraiser begins? Do it both ways. Put something in now, put something in then. Thanks for that great message. Okay, let's go to Mark in Beckett where everybody dances. Mark, you're on.
Yeah, hi, Alan. How are you today?
Well, you know.
Yeah, I'm good. We've got very little snow, less than 6 inches out there.
Wow!
It's
up there in the hills.
I don't know why you can't get home, but anyway, the reason I called is
yes.
When I moved up here in the '80s,
yes,
I used to listen to a weather station out of Springfield.
Yes.
The weatherman there could predict things a hell of a lot better than anybody I've seen on TV these days. I think they rely too much on the computer models, and they're not meteorologists anymore.
Many of them are, and they still get it wrong. You know.
Yeah, I know.
But think about this. Instinct is so important. You're right. You've been around for a long time. The longer you live, the longer you've been around. And then, you know, you have instincts. You see Shelley Silver, he's in trouble. You say, oh, he's gone. I mean, nobody told you that. You just have instincts about it. Know what I mean?
I realize that.
And that's what you're saying, aren't you? Because, you know, the...
The people that have been around a while have a knowledge that they can look at things and come up with a better idea.
That's why some of the old docs are so good, because, you know, they've been around. They've seen it all. They don't have to do it on a computer.
Well, the funniest thing I heard today was the fact that there were four models that they were looking at.
Yes, yes.
For this weather pattern, three of them predicted what the newscasts were broadcasting and predicting dire doom and all this.
Yeah, and the fourth one
said it's nothing.
Yep, there you go. Hey, Mark, thanks for the great call and the great common sense. Let's go to Jim in Adams. Jim in Adams, you're on.
Good afternoon, Alan. How you doing?
I'm good.
I was just going to talk about several years back when I was out installing these devices called chimney heat reclaimers. I had a customer call me up for one up in Worthington, Mass.
Chimney heat reclaimers.
Chimney heat reclaimers.
So when the smoke goes up out of the chimney, you don't lose
them. Take some of the excess heat and put it back into the house. Yeah.
How do you do that?
With a thermostatically controlled blower inside this device. Well, I'm not doing those any longer.
Anything wrong with them?
No.
Anybody ever die from one
of them? No. The fellow that invented them and patented them and was manufacturing them in Southington, Connecticut, I believe he's passed now. I don't think anyone else is making them any longer.
Makes sense, though.
They were great. Anyway, this was back in the late 70s, early 80s. And anyway, I went up to this big, huge old mansion up in Burlington and installed one for these people up there. And when I was going up through Wilmington, I'd never been in the town myself in my life before, and I was driving along with the directions he gave me to get to his place, and I saw this road off on my right, and I noticed the road sign, and, you know, it wasn't one of his directions, and I kept going down through, and I saw this same road, the other end of it, coming into the road I was on, and looping way around in a great big loop to get to the place in Wilmington. And I said, gee, when I come back, I'll take that road there and take a shortcut, go home, cut off a mile or two.
Yep.
So I left the place afterwards, and I'm going back down. I saw this road sign again where I'd seen it coming out, and I got on it, and I'm going down a ways, and then it's getting very narrow.
Oh, boy.
And it's like, you know, crowned in the middle and drops down on the two sides.
Yeah.
And then I got down a ways, and there's no more houses.
Yep.
And then there's a wall of snow across the road in front of me.
Oh, boy.
The plow had just gone down so far, I guess, and backed out.
So what'd you do?
Well, I couldn't see myself backing all the way out on that narrow crown road, so I shoveled the wall enough to get through it. I always have my big, long, wooden-handled steel-nose shovel in the car in the winter, and fill the sand, and I went down the road, and I just kept going until the car pushed so much snow up with the front bumper and started slowing down, and before it came to a complete stop, I would tap the brake and then back up a ways and back down the tracks behind me again and then go forward again. Back and forth through that road, and I got out of there finally. Of course, I had to shovel out the other wall on the other side of the road where they stopped plowing on the other end.
Good story, Jim. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Let's go to Ann in Knox. Okay.
Go ahead,
Ann. Hi, you're on, Ann.
Hi. Yeah, this happened in February 2010.
Right.
I was working in Albany. I think the snowstorm was not supposed to be a big deal.
Yep.
Down in Albany, I think they might have changed the forecast during the day because by the time I left, there was quite a bit of snow in Albany.
Yep.
But I live in Knox, so we have elevation to consider. It changed to rain off the hill, and up here it kept snowing.
No.
It turned into 5 feet of heavy, wet snow.
It's hard to live in Knox.
It collapsed our garage on both our cars.
Yep.
So it was...
you got to watch out for that. That's why they start selling these snow shovels. to pull that snow off the garage roofs.
Right.
And otherwise, even in the houses, you get these, what they call, what, banks, water banks, snow banks, something like that?
Oh, ice dams.
Banks. Yeah, ice dams. Yep. That's right. We had that. That's when the insurance company canceled our policy.
Oh, well, fortunately, ours did not.
Yeah.
So, Ann,
thank you very much for the call. I'm trying to get everybody in. Thanks again. Yep, bye.
Thanks, bye.
Okay, let's go to Chris in Altoona. Okay, Chris, you're on.
Oh, hi, sir. This happened back in the late 70s. My wife, Claire, and I were cross-country skiing in the Sierras. We're behind Truckee towards Reno off of Highway 40. And I had a little Toyota pickup, two-wheel drive, and we drove up there. And we're young. We're not paying attention to the weather report. They said a lot of snow. We thought, maybe we'll get 18 inches. And I was so interested in going out cross-country skiing, I neglected to put my chains on. And it really started coming down heavy. We almost did not make it back to the vehicle. And we got there, the snow was up to the wheel wells, and we thought, this is terrible.
So how'd you get out of it? Give us the end of the story.
Yeah, well, somebody came along in a Jeep. They had just purchased it, you know, and we climbed in with other people this guy had picked up along the way, and we got our dog in, and I had an ice beard to my passed my chin down to
did
my
you
chest.
Did you ever see a car again?
When I picked it up in down in Truckee, a week later, it still had about 8 to 10 feet of snow in the back.
Well, that's a lot.
And they had 12 feet of snow that day.
Wow.
And they found it. I don't know how they found it.
And you'll never forget it, will you, Chris? Thanks.
Yeah, I pay attention to the weather.
Thanks for calling.
Now.
Appreciate it. Yep.
Bye.
Okay, and let's go to... let's see here. We got lots of time, so if anybody else got a little story, that's fine. We got about 5-6 minutes. Suzanne in Dutchess County. Suzanne.
Hi. I just think that people are wrong to expect them to get it right. I mean, I think things in nature are not exact.
Mm-hmm.
They do bring a lot of great science, and they're closer to right than they ever were. But still, I think it's wrong for people to expect them to know so far ahead, and that these governments and everybody else, they have to make all these plans that are, well, I think a lot of times it's excessive. I'm glad they're there when we need them, but I think they should be quieter about their planning, and I don't really understand why we need the governors. Don't they have an employee that could be the head of the transportation
committee?
Oh,
yeah, but they want... Yeah,
I think the whole thing is so political and such a use of tax money. I don't like being told by the government that I can't go out when I see them pouring salt all over the road. And I don't know when they want people to go out and get groceries and stuff. Before the storm last night, the road was fine at 8 o'clock at night, and yet the stores all in Connecticut were all having to close at 9 because the state was making them close.
Wow.
And people, you know, couldn't pick up their babysitters. And I mean, it's very good where it's needed, but it's all about judgment. And I think it's money that has made the weather industry into a monster. And the politicians have to kowtow to it. And it's
sure,
out
that's
of,
right.
Out
that's
of
right.
Control.
Okay, but wait. I just want to ask you a question because I had this friend named Steve. And he's gone now, but years ago. I once asked him when we were kids, I said, because he knew everything. I said, how come, you know, they get it wrong all the time? And he said to me, because of the Russians. I said, what do you mean the Russians? He said, well, you know, they don't want the Russians to know what the weather is going to be over here because, you know, it would be a security risk, you know, if they did that. I've often thought of that and wondered whether they're still getting it wrong because of the Russians, or maybe that's changed or something.
Or maybe the weather people are just spending so much time on their clothes and standing in front of invisible maps 24 hours a day that, you know, thank goodness we can listen to the weather on the radio and we don't have to look at all that posturing that goes on.
Well, yes, and did you ever see, and now you've really gone and done it, you've raised an issue of sexism.
Well, both ways. You know, the men do it too.
Well, no, but the guys don't have to look that good.
Oh, but you can see. Look back at the old pictures years ago. They didn't dress them like that.
Well, nobody dressed that way in the old days. You know,
well, luckily,
hemlines have come up, you know, and the hairdos are extraordinary. You know what those people have to do before they walk out on there with those hairdos and they get them all fluffed up and.
I know they don't have to buy their own clothes because they can go to work in their pajamas and somebody dresses them when they get there.
Yeah.
Well,
it depends.
I think that's true everywhere, but it is true at some stations.
Yeah, no, that's true, Suzanne, depending on how well they're doing.
Yeah, but it's all artificial is what I'm saying, and the weather is real, and we're not into real anymore, and we're not into judgment, and we want it all planned out and fixed so that we can sue the government if it's not right. And I do have to say, in the forecaster's behalf, that like places on Long Island in Suffolk County got 30 inches. And
exactly.
just yeah. 30 or 40 miles away, further west, got about 8 inches.
Well, I believe in living on a mountain. You know, we do, Berkshire County, and not on living in on the shore. I think, you know... What do you think's going to happen? I grew up on Fire Island, and I have to tell you, you know, there are all kinds of inlets coming through the island now. I did my 10th grade science project, doing a thing, a gigantic papier-mâché thing of Fire Island, along with the thing, and I couldn't. It was so heavy I couldn't carry it to school, and I got 3 people to help me, you know, do that. Why am I telling you this story? Because I still got 2 minutes to go here.
Oh, listen, no, let me try following these dots.
Okay.
How about Bezos, the Washington Post, and deliveries to the White House?
Okay, fast. Go ahead.
The drone.
Yeah, what about it?
Well, I mean, didn't Bezos buy the Washington Post?
He did.
And wasn't he going to have Amazon working on delivering our packages by drone?
For all
I know.
Maybe
they were just out practicing.
For all I know, he's still thinking about doing that. But
well, I thought you could have gotten home, you know, around the law of them closing the road if you were a pilot of an ultralight.
No, one of the exceptions. I'm going to tell you this story. This is true. One of the exceptions was that if you were a news person covering the storm, you were allowed to drive out there in Massachusetts. And so what happened was I asked Ian Pickus, do we have a thing? And he has got this big thing, WAMC News. He's the news director, you know. And I was going to affix it to the outside of the car, but it was so – but the car is so wet. You know, I don't know how long it would stay in there. Listen, you're terrific, Suzanne. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it. And very quickly, hi, Alan. Just wanted to report in from the south of Saugerties regarding the downy woodpeckers mentioned by a caller. There are plenty of them visiting my feeders, especially the suet feeders. And I have rosy-breasted and huge pileated woodpeckers who really dwarf the feeders. And that's from Julie in Saugerties. Now, when it comes to woodpeckers... The people who listen to this station really know their stuff. You know, I just want everybody to know that because, you know, if there is a station that really cares about birds, it is this station. I mean, who else would give you Rich Guthrie on a regular basis and talk to you about birds and have people call in about the weather and talk about their birds? You know, that's, you know... Well, I wish I didn't have 30 seconds to go, but I do. But, you know, Zach can play more music, like Benny Goodman. He loves to play Benny Goodman. I like that, too, because that's kind of my kind of music, not this garbage that they play now. So now we have to end the show. That's the way it is. They tell you what to do. I'm moving papers around as fast as I can shuffle them. And here goes. Ready? We're out of time. All right. Support for the Vox Pop comes from the Tang Teaching Museum and Art Gallery at Skidmore College, announcing opening reception for Nicholas Krushnick, Electric Soup and Realms of Earth and Sky, February 7th at 6:30 p.m., skidmore.edu/tang, in the Upstate Divorce Mediation. Specializing in helping couples who are seeking a legal separation or divorce, offices in Albany, Saratoga, and Catskill, upstatedivorcemediation.com. And Fort Hill Auto Body, Amherst, Massachusetts, locally owned and operated since 1997, providing auto body repair, detailing, painting, and glass replacement, a proud supporter of public radio, FortHillAutoBody.com, and the Valley Home Improvement, designing and building kitchens, bathrooms, interiors, and additions throughout the Pioneer Valley. Love your home, ValleyHomeImprovement.com. Thanks again, everybody, for joining us on the Vox Pop. Remember, the conversation continues online at WAMC.org/VoxPop. Our engineer has been Zach Malloy. Your calls were answered by Dan Goldstein. He was terrific. Our producer is Jessica Blaustein Marshall. I'm Alan Chartok. Stay tuned now, ladies and gentlemen, for a news update.